I want to tell you about a story of an unlikely small little person, strong foundation and good, asked to take a journey that has but one goal. This journey is filled with adventure, which these adventures are actually ways to die and stop him from getting to the end goal. The journey is all uphill, dangerous, and if the little creature gets off the path, then you know what happens. Certain death if they stray to the left or to the right. But a helper is always with this little person, giving strength. And this little person eats unleavened bread as a source of strength. Now, if you watch television, you might be able to put the pieces together. But today, we will learn three truths to help us on our final goal. Everyone in here shares the same goal. One, build a strong foundation. Study the foundation from doctrine. We've done many studies, and we have seen that some Bibles, the versions, are doctrinal, more useful for doctrine because they do not have interpretation in it. It is word for word. Others are more thought for thought. But the foundation of a house, not pretty. Some of you in here have seen foundations many a times. It's just a slab. It's nothing special. But it sets the stage for everything built upon it. The foundation can't be built by your wife, by your husband, by your mother, by your father, by your brother or sister. It has to be built by you. It has to be built in accordance to the instruction manual. You have to be motivated to seek the truth, to have passion, to have intensity, to find the way to build it. Most importantly, you need to start building it right now. Please turn over to Matthew 7. This parable we know very well, but like almost everything in Matthew, it's just so inspirational. Matthew 7, verse 24. Matthew 7, we'll pick it up in verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either one will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and manna. Well, the analogy is a little later on in here about the house built on verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And the rain descends, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And of course, the rock is Jesus the Christ. And then you don't need to turn there, but in John 18, verse 37, Jesus Christ claimed to be the Son of God. He also claimed that everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Those are very big claims. Claims that no one should take at face value. It is imperative that we live by every word in the Bible. We should inspect and examine them before deciding to believe in them. You build your foundation. Prove all things to yourself. If those claims are true, if they hold up under scrutiny, and they will, if we find reason to accept them as truth, and we will, then we have also found a sure foundation to start building on. And again, you need to build your foundation now. Doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter where you are in life, start now. Point two, focus on the goal. We all have one goal. All feasts, point to one goal for the Church of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. The mysteries have been revealed. The plan of God, we know it. How wonderful is that? And that is my goal. That is your goal. We are here today as commanded by God. We are seeking God. We are on our journey. God is pleased that we are here. But the world does not know. Otherwise, this room would be unusable. The world is filled with distractions. The best way to remove them is to put your mind on God. One of the greatest challenges for some of us is to put your heart, to focus your heart on the goal. As it says in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The world is so obvious. We see what they desire. We see their treasure. We see where their heart is. But us, we are set apart. We are called out of the world. We are here on a Tuesday when the world could care less. They don't even know we exist. Point three. It will happen, so avoid the stumbling blocks. They come. They are there. You see, you are not a beautiful, fluffy, puffy loaf of bread. You are a flat, unleavened, hard piece of bread. In the store, you have almost no value. I don't go out to a store to buy flat bread that looks all smooshed. I want the fluffy stuff. But to God, you are pleasing. One of the greatest stumbling blocks known to man is delusion. You may have heard someone speak and you're thinking in your head as you listen to them with a smile, wow, you're delusional. You think that? Really? Okay. What is this strong delusion? One of the strongest delusions is at the end of the time, of the world coming to an end. You can find it in 2 Thessalonians 2. Let's actually go there. 2 Thessalonians 2. We'll pick it up in verse 9. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power signs and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusions, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Delusion is translated from the Greek word plane, P-L-A-N-E, plane, which means mental straying. Think about that. Mental straying. How many times do we fight that amongst ourselves? Our mind mentally strays away. It's delusion. And God says, stop that. Come back. Paul is saying that by rejecting the truth, people bring upon themselves delusion and error, falling for Satan's misleading influences, even the elect if possible. By adding the word strong, which is energia, E-N-E-R-G-E-I-A, Paul was recognizing the superhuman power behind the extraordinary end times. And the end times are coming. The end times, we know, they're close. So conclusion. God's way of life is perfect. Today is the first day of unleavened bread. It means something to God that we are here. We have made a commitment to put put sin out of our life, representing of the puffiness, the leavening. There cannot be enough emphasis added to the foundation of truth. You must know that true God has a true reward. Our life should be a living sacrifice to our Lord. You will be shaken. You will be tested, yelled at, and so much more. You will be looked at with hatred. The world will want to hurt you and kill you. Our strength comes from God, but you have to know how to obtain the strength. If your foundation is not solid by the time of the end, it's too late. You can't build a foundation in a day. It is so important to start building, and us being here today, worshiping God on the first day of Unleavened Bread, is a great sight to our Lord.